Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan.
Welcome to the halftime. A very happy one here at Union Tuttle Stadium on a Thursday night. The Redskins lead 24-3 over Moore. The Moore Lions coming in 4-2 overall and 3-0 in district. And that's the key right there, 3-0 in district. The Redskins, of course, had lost a district game. Couldn't afford to do it again. Were impressive last week against Putnam Northern. Have been impressive tonight. Tom, if you only took highlights of this game and showed it to somebody, you'd say, oh, domination. But it really hasn't felt that way. It's felt like you took advantage of a couple of gifts and you just hung in there defensively.
Right. And, the Redskins have given back to them some things that have made the game a little bit closer there for a while. But this first drive of the second half, I think, is going to be really crucial, because I think if they could take it down and get a field goal or a touchdown, we might break more spirit.
24-3 again, the Redskins lead. So far, the first half has not been completely the Rovan Banks show, but he's been tremendous. A.J. Green was as well, but unfortunately suffered what looked like an ankle sprain. A.J. went down. Junior Smith came in and ran very well. He did have the one fumble, but it was Kyler Pearson who recovered that in the end zone to give Union the touchdown. So as we take a look at things overall, Union at the half, passing yards 36, 105 rushing yards, 141 total yards. Doesn't sound like much, but it transferred to 24 points. And some of those came on short field, so you didn't have to go very far.
Exactly.
Pardon me, 1-4 on third down, 6 penalties for 50 yards. That's unfortunate. Banks is 3-6 through the air for 36 yards. He is 6-44 and a touchdown on the ground. Green goes out with 7-52 and a score. Smith 3-19 receiving. Guys, you would expect. Kyler Pearson, 2 catches for 41 yards, including the big 30-yarder. Smith has 1 catch for -5, and that was the screen. On the other side, a total of 175 yards for Moore. So, again, they actually have more total yards. However, they trail in the game. 25 passing, 150 rushing. Henshaw is 11. There's 3 of 11 for 25 yards and interception. He's carried it, though, 13 times for 75 yards, and Gardner has carried it 13 times for 50. When it comes to catching the ball, nobody stands out. Baxter, 1 catch for 17 yards. They have been very good on third down, 4 of 8 there, and they only have 3 penalties, so they haven't been awful on the night either. So 15-17 here in this halftime. Union leads 24-3. Doc Blevins is going to come back with Danny Jefferson. That's the new head wrestling coach. That'll be next on KRMG.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.
You compulsively check the website every 3 minutes to make sure they haven't sold that car you want so bad. You just don't quite have the money. But a lower rate could mean getting that car today. Oklahoma Central Credit Union has car loan rates as low as 3.89% APR for new and used vehicles. So go buy that car, or maybe even a better car. Decide quick. 3.89% APR hassle-free auto loans from Oklahoma Central Credit Union won't last long. Call 1-800-444-6228 or visit oklahomacentral.creditunion for details about credit cost and terms.
I'm Frank Mir, former UFC heavyweight champion. My career in the UFC was tough on my body. I was considering stem cell therapy, but now, thanks to water-soluble CBD from CBD American Shaman, my life is so much better. CBD American Shaman has a water-soluble product made with nanotechnology. The nanotech allows CBD oil to mix directly into the water in a cloud when other CBD oil would just float on the top of the water. American Shaman doesn't make claims. Their customers do. CBD American Shaman, a CBD like no other.
Hello, Tulsa. It's Dana Lash for Action Arms. If you're a first-time gun buyer or if you are an experienced marksman like me, may I suggest you go see Darren and Dalton at Action Arms? Action Arms is a full-service NFA retailer with the latest products and hard-to-find items, as well as a large selection of accessories. Prices are competitive, and the Action Arms team can help you find the right gun at the right price. Find them on Facebook or stop by their Mingo location just south of 51st. Owning a firearm is your right, and when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Visit Action Arms.
One in four people taking prescription drugs report difficulty affording their medication, and there's a lack of bipartisan support for government action to lower prescription drug costs. Stop waiting for Congress to fix healthcare. Control your own medications with GenScripts Pharmacy. For over a decade, GenScripts has helped thousands of Oklahomans improve their healthcare and their budgets by using free market principles, providing prescriptions to customers at a savings of up to 80%. That's up to 80%. Quit waiting on Congress and start saving on your medications today. Call GenScripts 918-748-4444 for a quick price quote on your current prescriptions and see how much you can save. 918-748-4444. Or visit online at TulsaPharmacy.com. That's TulsaPharmacy.com.
Happy faces, happy prices. GenScripts Pharmacy.
Stores in Midtown, Broken Arrow, Owosso, and South Tulsa Bixby. GenScripts, relieving the pain of high prescription prices.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
25 on a Thursday evening, a pleasant night in Tulsa, and a pleasant night here at Union Tuttle Stadium as the Redskins lead 24-3 over the Moore Lions. I'm Rick Corey, and down on the sidelines with our halftime guest is our halftime star, Doc Blevins, with the wrestling coach, Danny Jefferson. Take it away, Doc.
Well, it is good to have Coach Jefferson with us. Coach Jefferson, I have the privilege of announcing Union Wrestling, which I have been doing since the second year of the first Reagan administration. So I've seen a lot of good wrestlers. We've seen our wrestling program struggle lately. You came in and you wrestled in Muskogee. You wrestled for your dad, who's a legend. And where all of you coach?
I've coached 8 years in Muskogee. I was associate head coach there. I coached a year here at Union before taking the head job at Bixby for 3 years. And then now I'm back at Union. It's my third year here.
So those are all people that wrestle each other, too. So you've been in the fraternity here. And this is your second year here. Or third year here. Okay, I need to listen better. And you took a program that needed to get kind of put back together. And I look at it from 3 years ago to now. You made a great amount of progress, it seems to me. Maybe we're not going to win state yet, but it seems like you've got it in the right direction. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. There's a lot of credit goes out to my staff. My staff works very hard. I couldn't do it without them. And I feel like we've got a great group of coaches here underneath me that really have bought into my philosophy and share the same philosophy. And so it's really a privilege to work with a great group of coaches.
Well, you have one coach that kind of joined you that is a Sand Springs guy, and he's one of our security officers, but he came out to help and has worked with the junior high kids. Tell us about Coach McAfee.
Coach Mack does a tremendous job. He does a tremendous job with those youngins, and he adds another dynamic with the security with our team. Kids respect him. He has a grandson that is in our youth, and he's got a son-in-law and family members running our youth, so Coach Mack does a tremendous job.
Well, I walked into wrestling, down on the sidelines early in the season last year, and I saw this little bitty kid that looked like somebody I should know, except he was little bitty. And then I thought, he is a spitting image of Luke Wolfenberger, who's one of my favorite Union wrestlers ever. And he's with Coach Mack. And Coach Mack said, let me introduce you to my grandson, Hagen. And I said, he looks just like Luke Wolfenberger. And he said, well, Luke's my son-in-law. So, but I want to get into that because we had to do some rebuilding on the youth program. And in wrestling, I don't know that there's any sport where that youth program is just as essential. But you've got the whole Wolfenberger family, great wrestlers from Union, working with the little kids now.
Yes, very fortunate. As you mentioned, whenever I took over, we had no youth. We had to reestablish that, and we're still rebuilding that. And they're going to be a tremendous, intricate part of rebuilding our youth program. And I don't think you can have anything better than having alumni, especially three gentlemen like them, Luke, Sam, and Father Carl, running the program. I think it's a great deal.
You know, their sister also wrestled when she was little, and we're going to have girls in wrestling. Maybe she should come out and help.
Absolutely. I just had a baby girl born. But, girls wrestling's here. It's in its exhibition year right now, and we have 15, 20 girls in wrestling right now, and next year it'll be a full-blown sport by the OSSA, and it's going to grow wrestling.
But next year we will have girls wrestling girls and guys wrestling guys in two separate teams.
Absolutely, yes.
I highly approve. That's a good way to do it. We've got some prominent football players that are also wrestlers, and it's good to see that happening. We didn't have as many at one time. I want to start with a really good linebacker who has a little brother that's absolutely nuts, but I love him, with the Rogers brothers. Talk about those guys.
You can't ask for two better kids, young men, actually. They work hard. They're your coach's dream as far as doing things right. They do things right not only on the field, on the mat, but in the classroom, in the community, and like I said, they're hard workers, and they push each other, and there's great young men. They're better young men. They're great athletes, but they're even better young men.
Now, the older one's senior, right? Or is the oldest brother a senior? Tell us about his weight he goes at.
Jake Rogers, he wrestled at 182 last year. He'll be at 195. Could possibly be at 220. Just have to see what he's weighing coming in out of football. And he's the returning state placer for us. He got his name up on the board and did a tremendous job last year and had a great finish last year. So he took fourth in the state at 182.
His brother wrestled for you on varsity as a freshman last year. Tell us about him.
And Caleb Rogers, yeah, he was a freshman last year, state qualifier. Very dangerous on the mat. So he's got a lot of weapons, got a lot of fire. He'll fit in the lineup anywhere from, again, 152, 160, maybe 145. I don't know how big he is coming out of football, but wherever he's at, he'll find his way in the lineup. So he's a tough kid.
And I noticed something about him. He has a grip that I hadn't felt anything like that since Danny Hodge grabbed me by the shoulder one time at a FCA function. But he's strong.
He's very strong. He is.
Now we've got Gavin. Gavin Kohler is one of my favorites, and one of the reasons is he wrestled at a high weight last year as a 15-year-old sophomore, and he took some, he took some beatings, and he held his own a lot. But I kept telling him, son, by the time you're a senior, you're going to be so seasoned. But that's a boy wrestling men at the big weight.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is. It's a grown man weight, and he did a tremendous job, and I think he was right around 500, but, he took some whoopings, but he gave some, too. And he's, like I said, I don't think there's a better compliment than just being tough, and that's what he had to do every single time out, was just go out and be tough. And real impressed with him, especially this off-season, spring and summer, and I look for there to be big things for Gavin this wrestling year.
And then there's Shane Fields, and I don't know Shane as well, but tell us about Shane.
Shane got thrown into the fire last year. It was his first year, and we had some injuries and had some guys go down, and he was kind of the only man left, and that was at 160, and he filled in and didn't miss a beat. He just rolled with the punches, and again, he got better every time he stepped out. He's just really impressed with his mentality, his toughness, and his athletic ability, really.
We are talking to Coach Danny Jefferson. He is the head coach for Union Wrestling in his third year, and it is halftime at Union Tuttle Stadium, where Union leads more by a score of 24-3, and you are listening to Union Football on FM 102.3 KRMG. Coach, does Micah wrestle? Micah Walker? Michael Walker, does he wrestle?
Yeah, he wrestles. Yeah, he's a two-time placer. He took third 2 years ago at 220. Last year he took fourth at 220. He's a returning starter for us, and expect big things from him. He may be heavyweight, he may be 220. I think he's pushing around 245 right now, so he may be a heavyweight for us this year. So wherever he ends up weight-wise, that's where he'll be.
Who are some other guys that are, I'm freaking out the football players because the people that listen to football hear their names all the time, but who are some of the other guys that are real promising on your team right now?
I don't want to leave anybody out, but some of the guys that have been in the starting lineup, be Torrey Thrower, Devontae Wilkins, Like I said, you mentioned Gavin and Shane and the Rogers boys, and then you got Tristan Wolfer. You got a bunch. Yeah, that's just a few of them. So
now practice is going on right now. Are you able to have full practice now, or does that start a little later in October?
Yes, we started full practice October 1st. We will start staying late till 5 o'clock, coming back off the break. So we were cutting out around 4:15, so we'll extend it to 5 o'clock practice.
And what preseason tournaments are you all in?
We'll go to the BA Open, the Bigsby Open, of course. We'll have our own Open, the Union Open.
And then when is our first duel, if you know right off the top of your head, where, when and where?
Our first duel is at Bentonville, Arkansas, December 10th. Our first home duel is December 17th against Pryor. Pryor's a 5A team. It's my brother's team. He's the head coach there. But they had 8 state qualifiers last year, and I believe they returned them all. So they're going to be pretty tough this year.
They're a tough wrestling program, and they had a legendary coach who was there for a long time and passed away that I remember him. You excited about this year?
I'm really excited. You know, I feel like there's a passion, there's a hunger there that hasn't been here in a while, and I can see the change in our kids, and, you know, our kids are buying into our program, our system, and I really expect good things and big things. And the main thing is we've got a lot of tough guys, and you can't go wrong with having tough guys.
Well, I want to compliment you because I know my first wrestling coach that I announced for was Tim Johnson. And Tim, to me, he went to Coweta to live on his own ranch and coach out there. Now he's athletic director. But he did it the right way. He promoted character. At the same time, he had good tough kids, but they had a great time. And you're doing the same thing. These kids are not just wrestling and having some success. They're enjoying themselves. They're having a blast.
They are. They are. You got a great group of kids. They work hard. Again, they're buying in. And like you said, we try to do things right. That's what we teach our kids. And it's not only for them. It's for our coaches, too. You know, every time we talk to them, I'll tell them, hey, it's not just do what I say. It's do as we do, you know. So we try to incorporate that family and that culture.
I want to mention something about you because it kind of blew me away, all right? You were a four-year, three-sport starter.
Yes,
at Muskogee. Yes, you probably sweat a lot.
I did. Yeah, I was a three-sport, four-year starter. I started as a freshman all the way through baseball, football, and wrestling. So, yeah, it was tough. It wasn't easy, and I was in all honors classes, actually, too.
Well, hey, and congratulations on the new little girl and the family. Thanks for being with us, Coach, and you're listening to Union Redskins football. Union leads 24-3 at the half. You're listening on KRMG.
If there's one thing we've learned at Jim Norton Toyota over the years, it's this. Reputation is everything. And Jim Norton Toyota is willing to stake our reputation on the fact that we only stock and sell the cleanest, highest quality pre-owned vehicles. So come see us at Jim Norton Toyota today and see for yourself. Plus, with Jim Norton Toyota's legendary 7 points of confidence, you'll see that you're not only getting a great car at a great price, you're getting peace of mind knowing that pre-owned vehicles at Jim Norton Toyota come with a comprehensive warranty, plus our exclusive 3-day money-back guarantee, plus a Carfax autobiography, plus a rigorous 100-point quality inspection. And as always, you get Jim Norton's 100% transparent, market-driven price and 15 lenders to get you the lowest finance rate. So what are you waiting for? Log on at JimNortonToyota.com to learn more. That's JimNortonToyota.com. Then come see us today at Jim Norton Toyota, 9809 South Memorial.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66, the side of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.
I've been telling you for several years now about Air Solutions and what they did at my house to replace my air conditioners, my heaters, and also my hot water heater. Had a friend in the backyard the other day. We were taking a look at another project. He walked by and he tapped these Trane air conditioners and said, "Man, you got the real stuff." I did, from Air Solutions, and you can too. And after all, this is the time of the year you probably need them. It's the hottest time of the year right now. You're over 100 degrees for the first time a couple of days. You've got an opportunity to make sure that you don't have a problem at your house by having things tuned up. Even if you don't need a brand new air conditioner, you definitely need one tuned up. Now, listen to what other people say about Air Solutions. Barbara in Sand Springs said, "Ed came out, found the right part I needed, very professional, very efficient." Lisa said, "They just came out the same day, very knowledgeable, fixed all my problems, had great prices and excellent service." You know, they provide everything, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, they have it all. You can call Keith and his guys in the green vans at 918-376-7847, 918-376-7847 for all your solutions. Just remember two words, Air Solutions.